Zenaida Benenson is a senior researcher at the University Erlangen Nuremberg. Her research focuses on the human factors, connections, and privacy and security, and she also explores IoT security, two topics which we are also very interested in at the Inside Out Security blog. Zenaida recently completed research into phishing. If you were at last year's Black Hat conference, you heard her discuss these results in a session called How to Make People Click on Dangerous Links Despite Their Security Awareness. So welcome, Zenaida.
Okay, so my group is called Human Factors in Security and Privacy, but I also, as you said, we are also doing technical research on the Internet of Things. And mostly when we are talking about human factors, we think about how people make decisions when they are confronted with security or privacy problems, and how can we help them making these decisions better.
What brought you to my attention was the phishing study you presented at Black Hat. I think that was last year. And it was just... it was just so disturbing, you know, after reading some of your conclusions and some of the results. But before we talk about them, can you describe that specific experiment you ran phishing college students using both email and Facebook?
Okay, so in a nutshell, we sent to over 1,000 university students an email or a personal Facebook message from non-existing persons with popular German names. And this message referred to a party last week and contained a link to supposed pictures from the party. In reality, this link led to an access denied page, but the links were individual, so we could see who clicked and how many times they clicked. And later we sent to them a questionnaire where we asked for reasons of their clicking or not clicking.
Right. So they were basically, they were told that they would be in an experiment, but they weren't told that they would be phished. Is that?
Yes. So recruiting people for cybersecurity experiments is always tricky, because you can't tell them the real goal of the experiment, because otherwise they would be extra vigilant. But on the other hand, you can't just just send to them something without recruiting them. So this is an ethical problem, and it's usually solved by recruiting people for something similar. So in our case, it was a survey for about the internet habits.
Right. And after the experiment, you did tell them that what the purpose was that they.
Yes. So this is called a debriefing, and this is also a special part of ethical requirements. So we sent to them an email where we described the experiment and also some preliminary results, and also described why is it it could be dangerous to click on a link in an email or a Facebook message.
Right.
So what can happen?
Yes. So getting back to the actual phish content, the phish messaging content, I mean, you actually, in the paper I saw, you showed the actual template you used. And it looked, I mean, as we all get lots of spam, I mean, to my eyes, and I think a lot of people's eyes, it just looked like really obvious spam. Yet you achieved like very respectable click rates. And I think for Facebook, you got a very high rate, almost, was it 40% of people clicking what looked like, junk mail.
Yeah, well, we had a bare IP address in the link, which should have alerted some people,
right.
I think it actually alerted some who didn't click, yeah, but yes, depending on the formulation of the message, we had 20 to over 50% of email users clicking, and independently on the formulation of the message, we had around 40% of users clicking. So it's In all cases, it's enough, for example, to get a company infected with malware.
Right. So that is surprising. But then you also learned, by surveying them, the reasons they were clicking. And I was wondering if you can share some of those, some of the results you found.
Yeah, okay. So the reasons. So the most important or most frequently stated reason for clicking was curiosity. So people were that they knew that the message cannot be addressed to them, but they were interested in the pictures. And the next most frequently stated reason was that the message actually was plausible, because people went to a party last week, and there were some people there that they did not know. And so they decided that it's quite plausible to receive such a message.
But
yes?
Yeah, however, it was kind of a very generic looking message. So it's a little hard to believe to me that they thought it somehow related to them.
I mean,
yes.
we should always consider the targeting audience.
Right.
And this was students.
Right.
And students communicate informally. Quite often people have friends and even don't know their last names.
Right. Right.
And of course, I wouldn't send, if I was sending such a phishing email to, say, employees of a company or to general population, I wouldn't formulate it like this.
Uh-huh.
So our targeting actually worked quite well.
So it was almost intentional that it looked sort of informal and something that a college student might send to another one. Hey, you know, I saw you at a party.
Yes.
Now, I forget, was the name of the person receiving the email mentioned in the content or not? It was just said, hey.
We had actually two waves of the experiment. In the first wave, we mentioned people's names, and we got over 50% of email recipients click. And this was very surprising for us, because we actually expected that on Facebook people would click more, just because people share pictures on Facebook, and it's easier to find a person on Facebook if you only know, okay, there is a student, it is right. A student, and say her first name is Sabrina or whatever, yeah?
Yes.
And so we were absolutely surprised to learn that over 50% of email recipients clicked in the first wave of the experiment, and we thought, okay, why could this be?
Right.
And we decided that maybe it was because we addressed people by their first names. So it was like, hey, Anna.
Right.
And so we decided to have the second wave of the experiment where we did not address people by their first names, but
right.
just said, hey. And so we got the same or almost the same clicking rate on Facebook,
right.
but much lower clicking rate on email.
And I think you had an explanation for that, or you had a theory about why that may be, why the rates were similar.
Yeah, well...
In Facebook. So
on Facebook, it seems that it doesn't matter if people are addressed by name,
right.
because, as I said, the names of people on Facebook are very salient. So when you are looking up somebody, you can see their names. But if somebody knows my email address and knows my name, it might seem to some people like more plausible. But this is just, we actually didn't have any people explaining this in the messages. Also, we got a couple of people saying on email that, who didn't click that, it didn't address me by name. So it looked like spam to me. So actually, it seems so names in emails seem to be important, even if actually at our university, email addresses consist of first name point second name at university domain.
But I thought you also suggested that because Facebook is a community, that there's a sort of a higher level of trust in Facebook than in just getting an email. or am I misreading?
Yeah, well, it might be like this, but yeah. we did not check for this, and actually there are different research. So some other people did some research on how well people trust Facebook and Facebook members. And yeah, people differ quite a lot. And I think that people use Facebook not because they particularly trust or it, but because it's very convenient and very helpful for them.
Okay. And so what do you make of this curiosity as a first reason for clicking that?
Well, first of all, we were surprised how honestly people answered.
Right.
Because, you know, saying, I was curious about pictures of unknown people on an unknown party is a negative personality trait. Yeah, so it was very good that we had an anonymous questionnaire. Maybe it made people, you know, answering more honestly. And I think that curiosity is, in this case, it was kind of negative personality trait. But actually, if you think about it, it's a very positive personality trait, because curiosity and interest motivate us to, for example, to study and to get a good job and to be good in our job. And they are also directly connected to creativity and intuition.
Right. But on the other hand, curiosity can have some bad results. But it's also, I think you also mentioned that even for those who were security aware, it didn't really make a difference. They still.
Well, at least.
Yeah.
Well, we asked people if they know in the questionnaire before we asked them, before we revealed the experiment and asked them whether they clicked or not. We asked them a couple of questions that are related to security awareness, like can one be infected by a virus if one clicks on an attachment in an email or on a link? And when we tried to statistically correlate the answers to this question, to this link clicking question, with people's report on whether they clicked or not, we didn't find any correlation.
Right.
So this result is preliminary. Yeah, we can't say with certainty, but it seems like awareness doesn't help a lot. And again, I have a hypothesis about this, but no proof so far.
And what is that? What is your theory?
My theory is that people can't be vigilant all the time.
Yeah.
And psychological research actually showed that intuition, creativity, and good mood are connected to increased gullibility. And on the other hand, the same line of research showed that vigilance and suspicion and analytical approach to solving problems is connected to bad mood and increased effort. So if we apply this, it means that being constantly vigilant is connected to being in bad mood, which we don't want, yeah, and which is also not good for you know, atmosphere, for example, in a firm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with increased effort, which means that we're just tiring, yeah, and when we at some time we have to relax.
Yeah.
And if the message arrives at this time, it's quite plausible for everybody, and I mean really for everybody, including me, you, and every security expert in the world, yes, to click on something.
Yeah, it also has some sort of implications for hackers, I suppose, if they know that a company just went IPO, I suppose, you know, something like that, or everyone got raises in a group, then you start phishing them and sort of leverage off their good moods.